Ladies, stay standing. Stay standing. Or we could do, you know, down, up, down, up. We could do that. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sharon Baptist and whatever Baptist and whatever you are. Great. Zion, is that the Zion missionary? Zion Baptist. And I have no idea where they are. I know, I'm teasing. Okay. All right, so if you have, this is your very first time to be at the Lady Celebration at Sharon Baptist Church, raise your hand where it hurts at the shoulder and the elbow. Okay, very first time. That is neat. Put your hands down. How many of you, this is your second time to be here? Great. Okay, how many of you have been here since right after the flood? So, okay. All right. I just want you to know that Miss Gail is amazing. You just keep standing there. Miss Gail is just amazing. Okay. Where is Sharon, the piano player? Sharon. Oh, okay. But Sharon, do you were recommended? Okay, Miss Sharon, piano. Okay, Miss Sharon, if you'll come up to the piano and find 129 in your hymn book, and I do not need the last two scores, okay? We're going to just do the front, that's your warning. We're not going to do it this second. All right, back to the moment. All right, so everybody turn around and look at Miss Gail in the back of the room. Wave, hi, Miss Gail.
Hi, Miss Gail.
Okay, and turn back around. Don't get lost track there. Okay. This meeting, this lady celebration, is a brainchild of Miss Gail. And she's loved on it, and she's fed it, and when you're working with ladies, she's burped it. It really is a love that Miss Gail has had to come put this all together. All right. What you don't know, unless you've been around a time or two, is... somebody have their program real close by? I just want you to hold it up and look. Okay, they're right here, my friend Tammy, she's got her. Okay, see that program? Well, that's not really what's going on today. What's really going on is in the detailed version of the program. This is what's really going on. This is the program that if you have to do something last night and today, or in the past it's been one Saturday, okay, this is really what's going on. And there's details in here and highlights. Miss Mina's a highlight, okay? And all these little things. How many of you from Sharon Baptist Church have been given one of these? Yes. And if you do not follow it, the winds of Gale will be upon thee. All right, but the reason that I wanted to draw your attention to that is the Lord has allowed me, why, I do not know, but the Lord's allowed me to be here and be here and be here. And my count today, I think, is 4. Gail's waving at me. It's 4. See, she knows the details. 4. But I just want to share one little thing from this detailed little book. And it's been in every one I've ever seen. Okay? So all these things, it's be in your places, everyone in your places. Check, double check, triple check, full circle. I love that. Do it again. Okay, but what you have to understand is, multiple times in this book, it says, smile. Notes, smile. Top of the next page, smile. You get the idea, we got a little routine going on here. Smile. Now, this is for the ladies who are working, who have bunions to prove that they've been working, who have backaches to prove that they are working. And I think, Miss Mina, when you had us write those names down, the ladies of Sharon Baptist Church are writing each other's names down. All right, well, this is not new with me at all. But I had to just point that out. You may have heard this song before. I promise I didn't do it. You may have heard this song before at some other ladies' gathering, okay? Some other ladies' gathering, but it's to the tune, and she was called upon. It's the tune of the Battle Hymn of the Republic. And if you've ever been at a ladies' conference and we've used this before and you know it, great. If not, you're going to learn something new today. Okay? How many of you can spell the word smile? S-M-I-L-E. All right, now you get in the little routine here, girls, because you're getting ready to join me in the song. Okay? Give me that little first starting pitch. It's probably in the key of too high for me. All right? All right. Right there. Oh, yeah, girlfriend, we're going to have to transpose that. All right, okay. But I'll sing it up there. Okay? Here you go. Just like, okay. It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. For when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. I'm sorry, that is not even in a godly key. That is way too high. Okay, Miss Sharon, you can't even give it. No, okay. Just push that button over there that lowers and transposes for you. Okay, but that's all right. Okay, you girls caught on real well, all right? It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to sing M-I-L-E. Then it's, for when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. Are you in for it this morning? Okay, here we go. Ready? Right there, all you sopranos, sing up there. Here we go. Ready? It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. For when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. Very good. Very good. The spelling lesson is going well this morning. That's good. All right? Repeat after me. G-I. Giggly. It isn't any trouble just to G-I giggly. Here we go. Same verse. Oh, second verse. Same as the first. A little bit louder and a whole lot worse. Here we go. Ready? It isn't any trouble just to G-I giggly. It isn't any trouble just to G-I giggly. For when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to G-I giggly. Good. Now, if you are not smiling yet, ask the girls if she's gone out. They bought that Oil of Olay. I love that. I love that. All right. So it isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. Now, we're going to get a little energy going. Ready? Here we go. Ready? Ladies, first verse. Again, S-M-I-L-E. Ready? It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. It isn't any trouble just to S-M-I-L-E. For when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to S-M-I. G-I giggly. It isn't any trouble just to G-I giggly. It isn't any trouble just to G-I giggly. For when you are in trouble, it will vanish like a bubble if you only take the trouble just to G-I giggly. Everybody put your smile on. Turn around, look at Miss Gale. Say, we're smiling. Awesome. Be seated, ladies. That was great. That was great. I might share a little bit more in the next opportunity I have to share after lunch today, give you a few more details. But as of July, I lived in Chesapeake, Virginia. That's me. Okay. Chesapeake, Virginia. Right beside Virginia Beach. I mean, like where my house was, you drive about a mile and a half, I was in Virginia Beach. So you all know where that is. I mean, the greater Hampton Roads area. Okay, you're in the Hampton Roads. We were in the tide water that would come up and go down and come up and stay up if we were having rain. Okay, but that's where I was until July right? And then the Lord has just moved us to Chattanooga, Tennessee. And I had this little thought last night. Mrs. Mina Oglesby has lived in Chattanooga, Tennessee for 36 years. She moved in June. I moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee in July. The Lord knew we should not be in the same city. All right. But anyway, so she left Chattanooga and I've shown up. But I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But in the process of getting ready to leave and move all of those things that were in her attic, probably were in my basement. I had a basement. Okay. But anyway, so I moved my body, I moved my stuff, and why I had so much stuff, shame on me, I have no idea. But she said last night, sentimental, and she was talking about all of her things, and I'm thinking, oh my word, we're related and we didn't even know it. But in the process of getting ready to move, I went to see my doctor so that I didn't have to do all that when I first got to Tennessee. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to leave and I need to do this and this and this and this. And she asked me when the last time was I'd had a bone density test. Now I'm like, never had one. And she says, well, according to my charts, you're old enough to have one. I'm saying, your charts are wrong. But I was supposed to have a bone density test. She goes, actually, you're supposed to have one. We need a baseline. I said, I'm feeling fine. She goes, we need a baseline. So she sent me to have multiple tests on my body. We're all bright. We know what those all are, right? And you haven't had one of these in a while, and haven't had one of these in a while. I had one, you know, you ever been to that test where they try to be a magician? Mm-hmm. Yep, the magician, and you go there and they try to take a cup and turn it into a saucer. Yeah. Some of you are going to get that about the middle of lunch. But she asked me to have a bone density test. So I went and had a bone density test. And because I was moving, I said, could you call me and give me my results of this test and that test? Because I've got my mail being forwarded and I didn't want it to be Christmas before I got the forwarded mail and all. So they called me. And the lady from the doctor's office said, we have the results of your bone density test. She says, I just have to tell you, we just don't see these kinds of results on a regular basis. I'm going, oh my word, what are they going to tell me? She said, your bones are great. I'm going, yeah. I said, I beg your pardon? She said, your bone density test is amazing. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And I had talked, and the doctor said, make sure you're taking some calcium, make sure you're getting some sun, let the vitamin D do. So I'd already made those notes. So that was a happy day when I found out, you know. All right, so then I went to my Bible, okay, and I want you to turn to Proverbs 17:22. Now, Miss Mina has already shared a little bit about this morning, just made reference to it. But Proverbs 17:22, okay, Proverbs 17:22, hurry, come on. Sword drill, get there faster, girls, okay? Proverbs 17:22, and it says, Proverbs 17:22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Miss Mina already brought that to our attention this morning. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. No dry bones right here. Because they have so much cushion around the bones. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And we know that part. And we love that part. And we read that part. And we memorize that part. But the second part we forget to look at. But a broken spirit drieth the bones. Girls, let's not have brittle bones. Let's not have brittle bones. I'm talking spiritually. I'm talking emotionally. I'm talking with your friend. Don't have brittle bones. Okay? If we had a bone density test today, and they put us all in the big machine and went across and went back, all right. How many people have brittle bones? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. No brittle bones. If a lady is the heart of a home, then a merry lady makes for a healthy home. Proverbs 15:13. I'm going to give you a lot of verses today. You don't have to look them all up, but you do want to write them down because you want to look them up later. Proverbs 15:13. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. Proverbs 15:15, two verses down. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart hath a continual feast. You know what a feast is, ladies? It's called Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it says, a merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. That's verse 13. Verse 15, all the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heart is going to have like Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner all the time. That's the Linda Rushing version of that verse. Okay? All right. Preschool children, on the average, laugh about 150 to 300 times a day. Preschool children, on the average, and maybe you have an above average, on the average laugh between 150 to 300 times a day. The average adult only laughs 15 to 17 times. I do not know why, I do not know when, but I have two kids, my oldest son, I have a son and a daughter, and my son, from time to time, when we talk on the phone, it's not every single time we talk on the phone, but he'll ask me this. He'll say, Mom, have you laughed today? And it's almost like this little reminder, oh man, my job got really tough today, and I had to deal with this and this and this, and then I'll have to pause, and I say to Garrett, I went, don't know the answer to that question. I have to stop and think it back through. But adults only laugh on the average about 15 to 17 times. Okay? Preschoolers think everything's funny. And half of those times they're laughing at us. All right, but the average preschooler laughs 150 to 300 times a day. Okay? Somewhere in the stress of living, life has kicked the laugh right out of us. Now, not everything is fun, and not everything's supposed to be fun, but if we could laugh some more, it would help the load, ladies. It would help the load, okay? When we laugh, okay? Research shows these things. When we laugh, natural killer cells, which destroy tumors and viruses, increase, along with disease-fighting proteins and disease-fighting antibodies. Let's laugh instead of reach for a pill, girls. And you might as well laugh when you go to get your prescription filled, because it's a joke what they want you to pay for it. It really is. All right? So let's name some things that might steal our joy. You know, steal our joy. Some things that could steal our joy. First of all, circumstances can steal our joy. Okay? Circumstances can steal our joy. All right? Name a real life circumstance. Talk to me now. Real life circumstance that would steal my joy. Talk. Job loss. Cancer. Death. Gossip. Ooh, we should just park there a while. Finances, big one. Circumstances can steal our joy. As long as everything's going our way, we have joy. As soon as it doesn't go our way, now it's a circumstance and I don't have my joy. Circumstances can steal our joy. People. Oh, my word. People can steal our joy. All right? People can steal our joy. The story is told about a middle school girl whose father observed her getting off of the bus. The end of the day, he watched out the window. She gets off the bus. She is stomping off the bus. She puts her backpack on her back and she stomps across the front lawn. She walks in the door and she slams the front door. And she's mumbling under her breath, mumbling the whole time. She stomps through the foyer. She stomps up the stairs. Dad says, hi, how are you? She stomps up the stairs and she's mumbling under her breath, people, 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 people. She slams her door to her bedroom. Her dad knocks on the door. hey, may I come in? No, you cannot come in. Well, honey, what seems to be the problem? You cannot come in. She's in there, people, people, people. He's like, may I come in? She said, no, you may not come in because you are a people. People can steal our joy. Things can steal our joy. Things can steal our joy. I heard something really sad the other day, but it sort of solidified something that I'd already been sort of reading and hearing about. Do you know we have mallitis? We all have mallitis. Now, your mallitis may be a thrift store itis, but your mallitis may be Yankee Candles. Oh, my word. If we had to have a confession, that is my vice, girls. I'm going to have to get right down here on my knees. I can have 5 big Yankee Candles in my closet. And I can go to the store and I'll buy 2 more. I don't know why, but when I light them, it takes me to my happy place. But the Lord really got a hold of me about how many I had in there, and then I just started giving them to all my girlfriends as gifts. And it brought more joy to my heart to see them go, oh, a Yankee Candle. I'm like, yeah. Got it on sale, buy 3, get 2. No. Anyway, things, okay, things. We think we have to have more, don't we? And shame on us, okay? All right, so we have mallitis. We think we have to go to the mall. And I actually heard a lady the other day say there was a Super Target. She wanted to go to the Super Target. There wasn't one in her town. And she had come to a town to visit. There's a Super Target. And she looked me right in the eyes and she said, what I want to do to go to Super Target, there are things I need and I don't know yet until I see them. Then I need them. Mallitis. Things. We think we have to have things. And then something else that steals our joy, girls, is worry. We have circumstances, we have people, we have things, and we have worry. Half or more than half of things that we get caught up worrying about never happen. Never happen. And we're wasting all kinds of great energy on worry when we ought to be smiling. Okay? Another medical fact. It takes over 117 muscles in your face to frown. And only 14 to smile. Why are we overworking ourselves? Worry. Worry. What if this? What if that? What if this? What if that? A few years ago, my husband was pastoring a church. Lady lost her husband. Lost him in the fall. About February, she started being so concerned and worried, and she was fretting and whatever. And one of the men in the church said, Mrs. So-and-so needs to come see you, Pastor. She came to see my husband. What has you so concerned? Well, my husband always made sure that the lawn was okay. And I don't know what happens if the lawnmower won't run. Now, this is February. We're in Ohio. We got 2 feet of snow. The last thing I'm thinking about is cutting grass. A serious lady. It was Ohio. Snow on the ground, and she's fretting about what if the lawnmower, and her husband always made sure, and what if it, so he asked one of the men of the church, please go see Mrs. So-and-so, make sure her lawnmower is up, running, ready to go, she's got everything, so he took care of that, she seemed really, the next 2-3 Sundays, she came to church, she was all smiling. About 3 Sundays after that, she started fretting and worrying again. She said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. He said, well, didn't Mr. So-and-so go by in the lawnmower running? Yes, yes, it is. But I'm concerned about something else. What is it now? What can we help you with, Mrs. So-and-so? She says, well, we've got a second lawnmower. And what if the second lawnmower doesn't? I'm a pastor's wife. We're just thrilled if somebody loans us our goats to get the grass cut. We're not even worried about that. Okay? Worry, ladies, we worry. We make things up. All right, so circumstances, people, things, we worry, right? Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. We know the end of the verse. It's about part C. We know the end of the verse. Nehemiah 8, 10. The end of the verse, and we've heard it before, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Okay? But look at the first part of the verse. If you haven't found it already, it's Matthew, Mark, Luke, Nehemiah. Okay? Nehemiah 8:10. Then he said, okay, this is Nehemiah giving this command to the people. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and then it says, and drink the sweet. Okay, you name anything that's good and tasty that's got fat in it. Nehemiah said, eat it. Oh, girls, come on. Nehemiah 8:10, it says, okay, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be sorry. Then it says, read it with me, ladies, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, these are things that can steal our joy. Let me recommend something that you do, ladies. Let's get a little joy and a little laughter back in our life, okay? The very first thing, write her down, mark it down, you can take it to the bank. First of all, learn to laugh at yourself. Why, Linda? Learn to laugh at yourself because you'll never run out of material. Learn to laugh at yourself. You'll never run out of material, all right? Now, I do not claim to be even related to Lucille Ball, but these things just happen to me. They do. They just happen to me. When we lived in Ohio, we had cold winters, lots of snow, and on a Sunday, in the middle of winter, we had gone to lunch with some friends of ours at the church for Sunday lunch. Now, you know, you're hurried on Sunday. The day of rest is not existent at a Baptist church. You got this and this and this, and you grab lunch, and you try to meet people's needs, and then you run back to choir practice, and then you didn't get the meeting in ahead of choir practice, so you got to meet after church. Okay, so we've got a real tight Sunday. Boom, 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 boom. So we're at lunch, and my husband had, we had a group of people, and so opposite of what we normally do, he'll drop me at the door, and I'll go in and tell him how many people and how long is it going to take to get seated and all of that. But he had gone in, and I had parked the car. So we leave the restaurant. We'd stayed a little bit longer on a Sunday afternoon. We should have kept the pace moving a little bit more, but we were investing in people, and we were laughing and having a great time. So the men left the restaurant a little bit ahead of the ladies. We all left at the same time, but we just sort of stopped and talked a little bit. Like, that's never happened before. And the men are moving across the parking lot. Okay? Men are moving across the parking lot. And here we are, we're coming up. And my husband is between here and probably Miss Gail away from me. Okay? And he turns around, realizes he's headed to the car to start the car, and he doesn't have the keys. So he turns back around and says, I don't have the keys. And I say, I've got them. Winter coat, glove on hand, keys in the pocket. And impulsive. That's a bad word. Anyway, so I just, I've got them, reach in my pocket, and what am I going to do? I'm going to toss them to him. Okay, so I reach in my pocket, grab the keys out, all right, grab the keys out, and I'm, as I'm reaching for the keys, I'm going, you know, my coat's a little tight right here, but I'm going, well, I can do this. And I give it a backswing. Right as I do this, my husband says, don't throw the... And I'm going, you know, I played softball. I hit a few volleyballs. I got this. That's not a big deal. I got this. So I throw the keys. Right as he says, don't throw the... Boom, they're gone. And they go up, up, and they go left and left, and they hit the roof of the restaurant. Not a problem. I'm going, and everybody's standing there going, not a problem. Metal roof. So they go, ching, ching, shh. Gutter. They're in the gutter. And my husband says, I told you not to. Too late, baby, it's just too late. So then guess what? Everybody is laughing. laughing. I'm laughing. I'm having a cow laughing. And I'm going, I didn't know I could throw it that far. Okay, and then of course our friends had to go get his truck, had to go get the ladder, had half the afternoon we're up on the, you know, getting the keys. And of course we can't leave because the keys to the house are on the same key. We can't even go home to get the second set of keys. So you might as well laugh at yourself, ladies. Okay, everybody else is going to do it. Okay, just go ahead and laugh. All right, I have flown a few times. I'm headed to a ladies' meeting. And you know, to fly through the airport, it's like Fort Knox. They've eased up a little bit, but they're checking everything. So, and I got to learn, okay, what you can put in there, what you can't put in there, whatever. I'm going through security. And I'm just a little tight on my time. Not as, you know, don't have as much time open as I wanted to have. A little tight on my time. But I go through, and they flag my bag. The TSA agent is looking at me. He has my bag. All right, and he looks in my hazel green eyes, and he's holding my bag, and he says, ma'am, is there anything that could be used as a weapon in your bag, and is there anything that if I reach in your bag is going to harm me? And I looked at him, and my little heart that was trying to be as pure as the driven snow, and I looked at this TSA agent, I said, no, sir, let me show you. You're not supposed to reach and grab the bag. But it was my bag. And he's like, pulls that bag back. Ma'am, do not touch the bag. I'm going, oh, great. I'm already in trouble. Now I'm really in trouble. And he looks at me again, asks me the same question. Is there anything that can harm anyone that is in this bag? No, sir. He opens that up in a nanosecond. He goes, zoom, 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 and pulls out a pair of scissors. I just told this man, I'm telling you the truth. He pulls out a pair of scissors, but when he pulls out the scissors, they're like this big. They're my facial hygiene scissors. And I looked back at him, I said, sir, if you don't give me that, I will hurt people. You have to laugh, ladies. You have to laugh. I have to tell you this. We have just moved to a brand new church. My husband moved before I did. I taught school. I had to finish out school. Tammy knows my story here on the front. But so I'm barely in Chattanooga. I really literally feel like I'm barely in Chattanooga. My husband says, we're going to have a work day at church. We're going to clean out closets and clean out the Awana room and scrub the floors and do this and pitch away stuff that they've been keeping since 1893. And we're going to have, but anyway, he knows that I really don't know what's going on yet. So he gave me the job to go pick up the pizza to feed everyone. I'm in a city that I used to live in high school. I haven't been there in 30,000 years. I know where I'm supposed to go. I'm going to do the little Caesar's pizza call. This is Temple Baptist Church. We need this many. So I go to pick up the pizzas. This just happened a couple weeks ago, ladies. I go through the tunnel. Miss Mina knows where this is. I go through the tunnel at East Ridge. I'm going to the little Caesar's pizza. And now I've got my keys and the church credit card. And I pull in the parking lot. Well, as I pull in the parking lot, I'm going, okay, that's a whole lot of pizzas I'm picking up. Am I going to put it in the front seat? I'll just open up the hatch and put it in the back of the car. All right? That's what I'm going to do. Yep. Well, I got a few things still there from the move. Maybe I can move it around. So I get out of the car, open the hatch, keys in my hand, credit card, stick it in the pocket of my jean skirt. All right? I step back. I'm going, So I open up the hatch. Doors are closed. And I open it up, and I look around and go, I don't know. There's more stuff back here than I thought. Move over the blanket, move over the stuff, move things around and going, yeah, that works. But as I did, we have this neat little cover that pulls and latches on the side. And when I moved, I bumped it with my shoulder, and that neat little vinyl thing that comes rolling out like a tarp flips and just ricochets back into the back of the car. I'm going, man, that wasn't good. So then I'm like, yeah, I think the pizzas will fit right here. Okay, getting ready. Where are the keys? I don't know what it is with me and kids. Where are the keys? I'm like, all I had were the keys and the church credit card. So I stick my hands in my pocket. No keys there. Card, good. Where are the keys? I look, I step back. I pulled up to the curb. I'm in the back. I backed up. And they're not there. Are they by the pole? They're not there. Are they under the car? Where are the keys? keys? And now I'm talking to myself out loud. Where are the keys? I cannot find those keys to save my life. So I do the real lady-like thing. I climb up into the back of the car. Okay? And I pull the blanket over. I move the books. I do that. I cannot find the keys. Where are the keys? This is not funny. And now I'm saying, Lord, this is not funny. There are hungry people back in the church. Pastor gives me one job. Okay? So I'm going, okay. And they, you know, they hardly know me. And they're all hungry. And he's already told them she'll be here soon. And I'm going, I don't know. And so then I did the only thing I could do. I climbed from the back of the hatch up through the second seat, and now I open the door. Guess what happens when you open the door and you have already locked your car? Womp, womp, womp. Alarm is going off. So this is at lunchtime. Cars are pulling in to get their little quick 5-minute Little Caesar's pizza ready to go, whatever. And they're looking at me. The lights are flashing. The horn is going off. I'm going, I can't find the keys. So I open up a second door. The car is going off. The only way you turn off the alarm is if you put the keys in the ignition. Still going on, ladies. The alarm went on so long, and I looked so frantically that the alarm turned off. Now, I have gone around this car. I have looked everywhere. I've got all four doors open. The hatch is open. The alarm is now turned off, and people are coming and going, I don't know. Should we help her? Is she stealing the car or just having a bad day? I climbed from the second seat into the back, and there was a black jacket that was in the corner. My keys were black, and they had gone against that black, and there they were. I'm telling you, if you laugh at yourself, ladies, you'll never run out of material. Okay? The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Second thing, okay? Laugh at yourself. Second thing, observe small children. Observe small children. Okay? I substitute taught in kindergarten. The Lord knows I could never have taught kindergarten or first grade on a daily basis because I would now be in jail for murder. Substitute teaching, and I was trying to do what the teacher wanted me to do, and I was supposed to be covering the seasons of the year. Supposed to be covering the seasons of the year. I may have shared this once before here. And I'm trying to do, you know, well, we just had summer. And what is the next season? Little boy, second row, raised his hand. It's like, you know, if you don't call on me, I'm going to explode. And I said, Talbot, what season are we in? And he said, deal season. Deer, for those of you who don't know West Virginian. Deer, D-E-E-R, deer season. And I'm just biting the inside of my mouth. Well, no, it's not. The season we're in isn't deer season. He said, is it turkey? Turkey season? The next day, I am in the same room. Next day, I'm in the same room, same class, and I bent over. I wasn't doing a ladylike thing, but I wasn't thinking, and this little girl was crying, and she was upset, and I'm going to turn this way instead of catching something on video camera over here, all right? And I completely bent over, ladies. I just bent over. I'm in the face of this little girl, and I'm just trying to help her and trying to help her, and I want you to know I heard this, and I felt it too. On my derriere that wasn't in a chair. Boom. I turned around in my righteous indignation. I don't have a clue who I'm going to see. And I turn around and it's Talbot. And I just... Talbot, we do not hit the teacher's bottom. And that little boy looks at me and goes, don't make me have to use my karate on you. Ladies, laugh at yourself, observe small children. Three things that this will do. The joy, the laughter, three things this will do. It will loosen the tension. It will loosen the tension. Loosen the tension. It will lighten the load. Loosen the tension, lighten the load. And then the third thing, it will level the road. It will level the road. Ladies, we're just not laughing enough. That is not to say that life is a joke, because it is not. There was tragedy that occurred in the middle of a winter time, and there were two people involved in this tragedy. And when questioned about it, and it got better, someone asked the second person, "What would you have done differently?" And he said, "I would have done it in July." Okay? Write these verses down. Okay? They are all in Psalm, the book of Psalms. Write these references down. Psalm 5:11, Psalm 16:11, Psalm 5:11, Psalm 16:11, still writing. Psalm 51:8, 5:11, 16:11, 51:8, 81:1, 95:1 and 2, 81:1, 95:1 and 2, 98:4 and 6. For those of you who love to write all those things down, one more time. Psalm 5:11, Psalm 16:11, Psalm 51:8, Psalm 81:1, Psalm 95:1 and 2, Psalm 98:4 and 6. And they all talk about joy. "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Sing aloud unto our God, our strength. Make a joyful noise and a loud noise and rejoice." Psalm 100, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." Ladies, laughter is noise, irregular vibrations. And through Scripture, repeatedly, the Lord is saying, make a joyful noise, rejoice. Make a joyful noise, rejoice. Do not let the circumstances and people and things steal our joy. And I'm going to do my best to continue to just keep laughing, girls. Keep laughing.